From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. 18 current or former Los Angeles County Sheriff's deputies are facing federal corruption charges. NPR's Anna Jaffe reports the charges unveiled today are the result of an FBI investigation into civil rights violations in the nation's largest jail system.
The charges allege unjustified beatings of both jail inmates and visitors at the downtown Men's Central Jail. The sheriff's deputies are also accused of unjustified detentions and conspiracy to obstruct a federal investigation. Specifically, two sergeants are accused of trying to intimidate one of the FBI agents involved in the probe, while two lieutenants are accused of hiding the whereabouts of an inmate who was cooperating with the investigation. No undersheriffs or other top brass were charged. A spokesman for Sheriff Lee Baca said that the department had cooperated with the investigation, which is ongoing. Ina Jaffe, NPR News.
American Airlines and U.S. Airways have merged to form the world's largest airline. But as Peter O'Dowd reports from member station KJZZ, customers will not see changes until after the holiday travel rush.
It'll be business as usual until January. You can still buy tickets and check in for your flight at two separate websites. But in 2014, things will start to change. At airports around the world, the airlines will combine gate operations. And spokesman John McDonald says elite frequent travelers on both airlines will see their benefits merge.
In early January, we're going to make sure that people have reciprocity that makes sure that they can earn miles and burn miles on both carriers.
Some managers from the U.S. Airways Phoenix-based headquarters have already moved to the new American headquarters in Dallas. But some changes, like repainting a fleet of aircraft, will take years. For NPR News, I'm Peter O'Dowd in Phoenix.
Former San Diego Mayor Bob Filner has been sentenced to 3 months of home confinement and 3 years probation for charges he harassed a number of women while mayor of the California city. Former 10-term congressman apologizing to the women he's admitted to victimizing.
I want to apologize to my family who have stood by me through this ordeal, to my loyal staff and supporters, to the citizens of San Diego, and most sincerely, to the women who I have hurt and offended.
71-year-old Filner pleaded guilty to one felony and one misdemeanor charge in connection with allegations of inappropriate touching or kissing of female members of his staff. Filner was the first Democrat to run the city in 20 years. Hours before it was slated to expire, Congress has renewed a ban on plastic firearms that can, in some instances, evade detection at airports. Law, which was set to expire at midnight, extended for 10 years by Senate lawmakers via a voice vote. Some Democrats had wanted to require such weapons contain undetachable metal parts, but that was blocked by Republicans. On Wall Street today, the Dow gained 5 points to end the session at 16,025. The S&P 500 rose 3 points. The Nasdaq was up 6 points today. You're listening to NPR. Families of some of the victims of last year's elementary school shooting in Newtown, Connecticut, are asking that people perform an act of kindness to mark the one-year anniversary of the incident. Families also setting up a website to honor the 26 victims of the shootings, which took place December 14th of last year. Though it was one of the worst mass school shootings in U.S. history, 20-year-old Adam Lanza opened fire inside the school, killing 20 children and 6 adults before killing himself. The director of the 1978 film La Cage aux Folles has died. NPR's Ned Luby reports Edward Molerno died on Saturday in Paris. He was 85.
La Cage aux Folles was a pioneering film at the time, a sympathetic look at a gay male couple.
N'aie pas peur d'appuyer. Oui, c'est ça. C'est bien.
The story has them pose as a straight male-female couple, with one in drag, to help a son marry a girl from a conservative family. Director Edouard Molinaro had made dozens of serious movies and documentaries before La Cage aux Folles. When he saw the final cut for the first time, he thought it was so terrible it would finish his career. Instead, La Cage aux Folles would become the highest-grossing foreign film at the time in the United States. Some critics complained the drag queen character was too stereotypical, but the movie inspired an American remake starring Robin Williams and a Tony Award-winning Broadway musical. Edouard Molinaro's death was announced by the President of France. Nada Ulibi, NPR News.
I think it's cold where you are. How about minus 135.8 degrees Fahrenheit or minus 93.2 degrees Celsius? That reading was taken in East Antarctica, not by a human, but by a NASA weather satellite. The low temperature officially recorded in August of 2010 beats the old record. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.